Welcome to Chaotic Harmony. My name is John.
This is Crystal. We talk about the joys and the challenges of teaching music in the elementary school classroom.
We share struggles, we brainstorm solutions.
And we would love to have you join us.
Welcome to another episode of Chaotic Harmony. I am one of your co-hosts, Jonathan Seligman, and this is episode 100 and something. I don't know. We're recording this way in the past, so my apologies. But today, we have a special episode. I say that all the time, but it is special this time, for sure. Because not only, first off, we're on the road again. We're up in Sacramento, and it's not just one co-host, but there's actually four. So, to my left, if you're an audio, actually, is it left? This left? Yeah, to my left, audio listeners, we have Jasmine. Jasmine, say hello.
Hello.
We have Jamie.
Hi.
And Genesis.
Yo.
Awesome. Now, before we get into the topic of the show, let's just do a quick little program note. So could each of you just say your name once again, and then you're going to say where you teach at, how long, and what do you teach, and how long you've been teaching, just so people have a framework of who you are. So let's start backwards, actually. Let's start Genesis.
Okay. Yes, we're going to start with the person named Genesis. Very on the nose. Okay.
Very nice.
Yes, my name is Genesis Set Santos. I am an elementary music teacher. I've been teaching for 11 years now. I teach at Las Palmas Elementary School and Garden Valley Elementary School currently. And I teach general music, I teach band, and I teach choir.
Nice. Okay. Moving on.
Hi, my name's Jamie Jun, who brings the fun. And this is my 10th year teaching in full-time in Sacramento. And I teach elementary music and middle school band at a K-8 school. And, of course, this is my little partner, Penguin. Thank you, Genesis, for my plushy partner over here.
In case you didn't see it, you should go on YouTube and just see it. It's
very cute. Yes,
you're blocking Penguin's face, though.
It's, it's literally in its
mic. literally jabbing. He's okay with it.
Are you sure? I don't know.
Off topic. Come on. It's Jasmine's turn.
Okay. Jasmine.
I'm Jasmine Ma. I've been teaching for this is my fourth year teaching. And I am currently at Carmichael Elementary full time in the Sacramento area.
Very cool. And what do you teach?
I teach general music and then fifth grade band and choir.
Cool, cool. All right. So I hope to have each of you on an individual episode so we can just go in depth with who you are. But that's not what today is about. Today is not a normal interview. Today is a bit different. So all of us are here because we all have the just sounds of our names. It's kind of, you know, so we're a team GIF.
GIF.
Thank you, Genesis. It's,
no. I agree with Jamie.
What? Jasmine?
Even the person who created it, right?
Yeah.
There's right? one creator. And GIF, also, anyway, for you guys are...
Your name is Raphael.
You're seeing how this is going to
go. Yes, I know.
So not GIF. 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 John.
Wow. Did someone have peanut butter? What?
Yes, anywho. That's the best peanut butter, by the way.
That's true.
I agree.
That we can agree on. Regardless, though, we all have just sounding names. We all love music. And also, we love movement. And also, we love video games.
Yes.
So video games are a wonderful art. But I think people only, when like a lot of people think about video games, they think maybe Call of Duty or Fortnite or whatever, Minecraft. And those are all valid games.
Roblox,
which is wild. Mm-hmm. Topic for another time. But I don't think everyone actually recognizes how much richness there is in the music of a lot of these games.
Yeah.
So we decided to create a list of, for you listeners, a list of amazing video game songs. But since we're ORF teachers, we created these lists of songs from video games that fit Le Bon movements. And so before we start, someone of you like define, what is Le Bon movement? What are Le Bon movements?
So if I pull up my chart.
Webster Dictionary.
Webster Dictionary stuff. So Le Bon is basically a way that like you describe certain dance movements. And they have different categories that you can use there. So there's weight, space, time, and energy. And then there are eight movements. So there's punch, which is heavy, direct, quick, and bound. Press, which is heavy, direct, slow, and bound. Slash, which is heavy, indirect, quick, and bound. And then we have a ring, heavy, indirect, slow, and bound.
In case also you are an audio listener, go check the YouTube video. I think the three of us are making some good movements along with Genesis.
We can't help it.
Yes.
Exactly.
It's who we are.
Yeah.
Right? Dab is light, direct, quick, and free.
It's not that dab, by the way.
Yeah.
That's more slash.
I'm getting like trauma response. I'm like, that was a little true. All right, continue on. Glide, which is light, direct, slow, and free. We have flick, which is light, indirect, quick, and free. And then the last one is float, which is light, indirect, slow, and free.
Now, my question to someone else, if they can elaborate, why do we do like creative movement or Laban movements for a music class?
How I think about it is like you're giving a foundation for your students when incorporating movement. Mm-hmm. And by allowing them to like internalize this menu of different types of movement, you're able to give them a different entryway to express themselves. So like different options to pick from, different combinations to pull from without going through like, oh, you're going to make this movement. They get to create it from their own personal like imagination.
Yeah, and it helps to have the image of what they're going to be doing, and with all those descriptions of how much energy and duration and everything and weight, it gives them an idea of how much effort to use in their bodies and where and how for how long, and it just gives them that toolbox to use. Now we have a understanding of what flick might look like. This is my idea of flick, or it could look like this, or it could look like that, and it just gives us everybody an idea of a similar language to use in order to like describe these things.
I like that. Thank you. And also, like a lot of teachers sometimes think like, well, that's dance, but if you could do it in the body, you could do it on an instrument, you could sing it, etc. So
yeah, and hence the point of doing this with video game music.
Exactly. So that all said, to the video game music, we are going to have, each of us are going to create choose a list of songs from a breadth of different video games, songs from games to fit those 8 Laban movements.
It's going to get nerdy in here.
It's going to get nerdy. And to those who are not like adept in video game music, that's okay. This is all about understanding what song would work well in this kind of movement. However,
and it's up to interpretation.
That's true too. Mm-hmm. And we're here also to widen
our horizons. Everyone's,
widen our horizons and widen our vocabulary of different kinds of songs.
Some of us are more open than others.
Well, okay, I feel like that was a little bit of... Do you smell it? They're all... Do you smell it?
There's going to be dunking. It's going to be very entertaining.
Oh, yeah. However...
We're all friends here, I swear.
We'll be friends hopefully by the end of this. We'll see. But there are some stipulations. I want to give you listeners as much video game songs as possible. Some of them I'm sure I have never heard of. Like Jasmine's Fairy by Nancy Drew.
Nancy Drew, the video game.
That's a hint. It's amazing there of how okay out there.
But the music there is pretty out there.
I was never going to place that, but now you know my brain's going to be expanded. Also, I like games. We're going to be making this into a game itself. So one of these lists are going to be crowned the best. Not really, but you know, you're going to crown it. So we're going to have 4 movement teachers to rate which songs best fit each Laban movement, and then one of them is going to be named the best. But also, since you are listening here, you have the opportunity to also help out. You're going to be the kind of like the fifth vote, and decide
the fan favorite.
It's going to affect. So if there's a tie between two of these two people, mm-hmm, you're going to be the tiebreaker. So after these episodes are released, we're going to have a Google form posted, and we're gonna ask you which list do you think is the best for your own personal taste, and then the winner gets like we all go to dinner and
gets a free Chaotic Harmony t-shirt.
Okay, we could do that. Ooh.
Yeah, and not yellow or pink.
I cannot guarantee color choices here. But alas,
you know, some people would enjoy yellow and pink.
You know, yeah. And some
good
people,
I'll give it to you.
Some people enjoy gifts. Just like you recognize they have a gift, and it's like, oh, thank you so much. Anyways, so
stop being a hater, Jamie.
Ouch! It's already started.
And you can add Jamie at no. And also, we're in this very fantasy draft style. So let's just say Dennis just chooses on, like, Dab. Chooses a piece from Minecraft. Let's just say.
Minecraft.
No one else can choose a song from Minecraft.
Yeah.
That just bans that game entirely.
We're going with not the franchise as a whole.
Yes.
Right? So, like, if you can state if it's, like, you chose something from Super Mario World 3, you can still do something like Super Mario Galaxy.
Mario Party.
Exactly, yeah. Oh. So, it's not the franchise, it's just a game. So, it locks a game so that no one else can choose. So, it makes it a little more interesting. It also gives you more opportunities.
I should have done this very differently then.
Would you like hate draft? Huh? You think of hate drafting just to lock people in?
Oh, that would be fun.
I mean, this is like, I don't know. That'd be interesting. Alas. So, any questions before we begin? Any questions?
I'm ready.
Ready.
Let's do this.
All right, cool. So we also have our names on spinners to see who goes first, and then we'll just go by clockwise order. Okay. So.
Mm.
Oh, what do you know? Jonathan goes first.
Interesting. Yeah, it's rigged.
I mean, totally rigged. So let me also make sure that the sound is working, because I'm concerned. There we go.
There we go.
All right. So, and also we have a wheel for which Laban movement we start with. So, also one last question for you. What was the hardest Laban movement to choose from?
All right. Number one for me was ring. That was the hardest one.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, like, when you're actually searching for it, like, there are some things that came to mind that came close, but it wasn't it. Or I was thinking of this, like, this would be great. And when I actually put my ears to the headphones, it was just like, nope, that's not.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. That happened a lot, too, with just, like, finding something for the different categories as well. Like, you go in with this preconceived notion that this is going to work. And then when you actually come at from that kind of perspective, right, from a Laban perspective for to teach students or something, it's, oh, no, it's not. Like, you may have your own, like, personal tie to, like, playing the game and have that feeling.
Yep.
And you're hearing, like, the other sound effects that are in there.
Mm.
But would it work in an educational setting?
Yes. Yeah, just the music itself.
Mm. How about y'all? What was, like, the hardest?
Both ring and slash. And I think that's funny about slash because I play a lot of games where the characters slash enemies. Mm-hmm. And there's only, I only found one that I felt like to my brain and ear and like perspective that this is a slash Laban movement.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Jasmine, yourself?
I had a similar situation. Slash? Well, with slash, but my main one was flick, where I was like, I kept picking things where I was like, oh, that's a dab. That's not a flick.
See, that was my problem.
That's a dab.
Dab was my second.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of
for
a
slash,
lot of flicks
I was like, that's a punch. Dabs. That's not a slash. There's more weight to that sound. Mm-hmm. I don't like. Like, it doesn't feel like a slash. To
yeah.
Me.
And this is how all
and also the duration, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For me, well, two things. Hardest one for me was press or push. That was the
I found a lot of those.
For me, press or push, I just had to have that driving force.
Yeah.
I felt like as long as there was a weight to it, I could press.
But I was thinking also similar to Genesis, like, is this going to work in an educational setting? Like, where they really feel the press? Because I can kind of, you know, fudge, like, press rules, but really, does it really emulate pressing?
Yeah.
But
is also, there something about it, like, in there that has that quality for me?
And also, like, I like to listen to music that's dynamic, and so it's going to have multiple. There's no monoculture in a lot of these songs, so.
I agree.
Yeah. Anyways, let's get right to it. So somehow the Wheel of Names gods have favored me. So I'm going first. And
I demand a recount.
Yes. A respin.
And
oh, it's the one that you had a hard time with.
As it should be.
Yeah.
So
yes.
I get to do press first. And so the one I chose for press was ...
Wow, on an Excel sheet and all.
Hashtag nerd.
Organized.
This one comes from Xenoblade Chronicles 3.
Ooh, nice.
Great. I have not played that game.
I gave you the game.
Yeah, that's right, but I haven't
still
had time
one that
to
I
play.
Have not played. Good series,
good
by
series.
The way.
Check it out.
Very good series. JRPG.
It's called The Great Sea Sturts, and I'm going to play just 1 minute's worth of it for y'all to listen to.
On YouTube?
YouTube's, yeah. I didn't do the time stamp. I chose it from the horns, actually starting at seconds 40.
Yeah.
That's where the push really began for me. Just
when the horns were going.
Yeah. There's actually another one that was, so this is, there are two versions of the song. One's a little more calm. I felt this one, though, gave more of the oomph.
Weight.
Yeah.
Yes. I agree. There's a lot more weight and the phrases that gave that.
Yeah. So it's surrounded by a lot of sounds, but that hopefully the horns give it away.
Yeah, the horns did for me. When starting with the strings, like that really was the set background when it started going on, and I felt that the horns did bring it home though.
Yeah,
it really did.
So if you're going to play that for your kiddos, start maybe in seconds 40 or something. Or just talk while the music starts. I don't know.
See if they can guess.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah. I feel like that would be a great way to make it a puzzle into a game for them.
See how they interpret what the song is.
Yeah, exactly.
They have this list of movements.
Because we as teachers and adult brains have something in mind, but then they might have a totally different interpretation that might also work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I can see the press, but I can also kind of see how it can be like a slow slash.
Ooh.
Or it can be like a really long glide.
But it's not a slow slash, just a press.
That's true.
Well, there were some moments.
Slashes are fast.
Yeah. Well, there were some moments where the presses were longer.
Sure.
And then there were the horns where it was like, bum, 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 bum. Mm. Like it wasn't such a long duration for it to be a really long push or press. Mm. So, see?
Okay. Yeah. Fair. Just a reminder, those who are not as Laban familiar, presses... One Direction, or what was the one you sent?
The one that I brought up was
Bound or Bound.
For press, it's heavy, direct, slow, and bound. So meaning
slow,
that's not going.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's why it picked up to me is because like that the long string lines pressing forward, like there was that long stretch.
Yeah, that sounded more. For me, I guess press is just a longer duration.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's the sustained.
Yeah,
it's part of it.
Mm. Yeah, I guess that's the other thing too. We all have different interpretations of what these like descriptions mean.
Except mine are better.
Uh huh.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Diplomatic would be different. But,
I'm surprised no
some
dunking
people are
yet. I feel
wrong.
Like we got to warm up to the dunking.
Well, right now, this is a pretty good choice. So it's
okay.
Kind of hard to
dunk.
Yeah.
Well, let's continue this.
We haven't gotten to the really spicy choices yet.
Spicy.
That's true. That's true.
This is my hardest choice. Yeah. I'm grateful to go first. So, Jasmine, how about you? What was your first press or push?
My first press? I was going to pick one, but I'm switching it right now.
Ooh,
it's from a game called Shadow of the Colossus.
Oh,
that one.
Yes.
I played this game as a demo as a child, and me and my sister never knew what the game was, but we loved it, and we were searching for it for like 10 years until it popped back up in our lives.
Are you choosing from the remake? Or did the remake have different?
The soundtrack was pretty much the same. Maybe like redone, but the one I chose was called "Demise of the Ritual."
Of the Ritual.
You should be able to find it on YouTube.
On YouTube,
not Spotify.
Okay, yeah, that's something to be to note to y'all. Like, not Spotify will have a handful, but not all of them. So YouTube is a good.
Yeah.
"Demise of the Ritual," "Shadow of the Colossus," and we'll start from the top. That's a good choice.
Like for me, I chose it because it has the initial, you feel the pushing initially, but there's that contrast when the vocals come in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Of like, I could use that. There's so many options. So if I gave this to a student, they can continue on that backbone of the basses, or they might hear those extra layers and choose to push on those.
It's like just all press.
Yeah.
And different interpretations of press within the same piece.
Yes. Yeah. And that's why I could have made a whole playlist of all Laban movements just from this game. Like I have every single one of my Google Sheets has at least one from Shadow Colossus.
Too bad you can't do that.
And I can't.
Yeah, I know. Oh. I forgot Shadow Colossus' music. Like that's such a beautiful game because there's a lot of still moments like where you're traveling from point A to B.
Yep. And it's also like the bosses themselves are so slow moving and you can see the weight in each of their actions where like sometimes I played it again and I watched it post Orph training and I was like, oh my gosh, I wonder, that'd be super cool to do. Like that's a movement I can utilize.
I think it's garbage. Just saying.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. Cool. So we're off to a good start.
Two swinging out of the gate.
All right. So, Jamie, would you like to go next for press?
I'm kind of torn.
Ooh.
You can do it.
Because,
what's your feeling?
Because there, how I organized this was I tried to find different Laban music for movements for different games, but there are some where it's like, oh, this is the only game that I have for this movement, but I can't use it later, or I can still pick from that same game.
Once the game's taken, it's gone.
No!
You really have to strategize.
It can be from the same franchise, but it cannot be from the exact same game. So, like, Ocarina of Time versus Wind Waker.
Or Majora's.
And we ain't doing any remakes. Well, sorry, if you choose Ocarina of Time, like...
You can't do the remake. Like, if I did Shadow Colossus, I can't be like, well, this is the remastered version.
Yeah, yeah. Unless they have different music, which is unlikely.
Okay. I'm going to pick Press Genshin Impact.
Okay. Which piece from Genshin?
It's called Sumeru by... It's all Hoyo Mix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sumeru? The Sumeru theme?
Sumeru.
The tavern?
Sumeru.
All right.
Let's see if it still fits my idea of press when I listened to it before. Still works in my brain.
Oh no, it definitely works. I feel like you chose like I went like my pushes were at a much faster metric meter. And Jasmine slows down, and even yours even longer pushes.
Yes, it
but
is.
It's still there.
Yeah.
Nice.
Phew. Even though I listened to this just a couple of days ago, I was like, did it still work?
Yeah. I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
There were definitely times where I felt like I was floating.
That's the thing
that's
too.
Where I got stuck, where I was like, "Am I pressing or am I floating?" Because I felt like I was
like I had glide like going in.
Yeah,
just kind of like
gliding and sinking.
Like there was direction,
the bobbing.
Yeah,
motion.
And also, like any creative piece of music, often will have two ideas going at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
Like I didn't feel the press till later on when the basses came in. Because for me, when I think of press, I think there's a heaviness, there's a weight, there's a resistance, and for there it was very graceful. So then my brain was like, "Oh, I'm floating, I'm floating."
Yeah. So I feel like it, depending on the instrument that was playing, it could be press. I also felt like floating or gliding for some of it, but like with the bigger instruments, it's definitely that press,
right?
That pushing happening.
It's lost a lot of floating in that game.
Yeah. Yes, there is.
A lot of gliding.
Sorry, Joshua. I know you listen to this. Sorry. All right.
And actually, that's why I was like, should I save that game for Glide?
Well, it's locked in. So Genshin Impact, no one else can use. Thank you, Jamie. On to Genesis.
Okay. So mine, I'm also thinking about switching the meme into my backup. Just because, like...
Sometimes you have doubts.
I'm second guessing myself. I'm overthinking this.
This is very classic me. I was like, I gotta switch it out.
But I think this game does need to get some reputation.
That's another thing. Looking back, I had a piece from Sky Children of Light.
Yeah.
Which would have been much more for push. But I felt Xenoblade 3 needed some love. But alas, maybe I shouldn't have. Anywho, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Genesis.
So yeah, I'm gonna do this for representation.
Go.
There is a really good platformer game out there. It's really fun for speedrunning. For those of you that are into like that community, the game is called Celeste.
Yes. Wait, push. Press.
Yeah. There's a song called Little Goth. Thank you.
I felt this more dab.
Yeah.
I got dab.
It's so light.
See, yeah. The thing is, though, is, like, for me, it's the, like, the weight of the, like, the bass.
Sure.
See, but for me, I felt that was a dab. I was
it's
like,
even
it's
with
a
the
low
bass.
But tap.
Yeah. Really, there's the, yeah. I don't know, my ears were going for the lingeringness sure. of it, but.
There, yeah, this
is see that? Is, I think, what you're hearing is, like, yeah. the sustain for the push, but I didn't. Feel like there
was heavy enough.
Heavy enough.
And I think
it was contrast it was, of like.
I think that yeah, it was context for me. Like just yeah. hearing it in the piece and in the song, it did mm-hmm. felt heavy for me.
Okay.
Like it was heavy enough in this context.
Sure. And well, also it's a heavy game.
Yeah, it is a heavy game. If you have not played it,
amazing. 10 out of 10 for me.
Yes, you need to like go through the story. And like it is, if you have ever gone through any hardships in your life, you will feel seen.
I don't want to get too gamer nerdy yeah. right now, but this game is very much in like essentially you are someone climbing a mountain, but they are climbing their own personal. I don't want to give anything away. So
yeah,
like,
they're climbing their own personal trouble. Mountain.
Yeah, their own personal mountain.
Yeah,
so it's
I think I've seen this gameplay, but I haven't actually played
it. It is amazing. I used to not be into 2D platformers, and this was the game that actually made me. Oh,
it
wait.
It does look really pretty.
And I think that's why, like, too. Like, I don't know, it's my own, like, when I brought it up, right? Uh-huh. It's my own bracket, my own testing yeah. to, like, this particular song, right? This, like, to the soundtrack of this and going through it, like, that's the heaviness when we
sure.
get there, the pressing. But I can see, Dabsy, that's...
But that's where this comes in, is, yeah. like, we all have our own, like, thoughts of how
yeah.
each movement is. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to see, like... And to see those perspectives, because that's something also our children
yeah.
will come up with if we
yeah.
play for them.
And what's interesting, too, is the last two, right, interpretations of this were technically lighter
yeah.
compared to the first two.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's true.
We're just heavy peeps. Yeah. No.
That's
what it is. No, I also think the hardest part, because you mentioned earlier dab yeah. was a hard one.
Yeah.
I had so many pieces with dab, but I think the hardest part, I think when I think of dab, I don't think of a sudden sound. I more think of the attack. Bum, bum. And there might be a linger element afterwards, but the attack is sudden.
Yeah, I think of finger painting with dab, where I'm like, okay, it's going to smear a little bit, like at the end yeah. when I'm finger painting.
There will be systems, there can be some sustain, but like,
yeah.
but I think that's probably because like, this is a perfect dab piece for me. For yeah. me. But nah, so
I'm excited to talk about dab when we get to that more because yeah. we're all talking about different interpretations of dab.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I when I choose mine, then we'll see if okay. when that what happens when that discussion comes back up.
While Jasmine's typing that in, actually we talked about the hardest one. What was yeah. probably the easiest one that came to you?
Punch.
Punch.
Or
you looked at me very interestingly when you said punch. Punch.
Or glide.
Glide, okay.
No,
yeah, glide, float, slash felt like I was, like, very confident
okay.
in those.
Oh, yeah.
Especially so if I go first on slash, I'm going to be very confident.
I feel like 3 out of 4 of us are the same slash one. I think so.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah. I feel like I was most confident. Like, first one came to mind was glide. We'll see how that goes. But
should we spin the wheel?
Not yet. I want Jasmine. So do you mind before we go on to our next one? Can you reiterate what the four options were?
Mm. The four options.
So mine, yours. Can you admit of press?
Oh, of press.
Yeah.
So we had Celeste with Little Goth, Genshin, Sumeru, Demise of the Ritual from Shadow Colossus, and the Great Sea from Xenoblade 3.
Awesome. That was Genesis, Jamie, Jasmine, then me.
There we go.
We're going to snake it this time. So Genesis is going to go first. And the okay. option, the Laban movement we're going to be doing is pulling from the great
slash.
Wheel of the chicken nugget.
Slash, slash, slash.
Oh, I forgot to remove the press.
Is it? It could is. It be?
Ring!
Ooh, it's a ring.
Yay!
Genesis spirit.
This is the one that, like, I molded over.
Okay. It was hard for me, too.
Because, like, the whole interpretation of ring... is just, I don't know, it's like feeling that and also trying to analyze it was just difficult for me.
Okay.
Like,
so
I
are
really
we starting with
it.
Genesis first?
We're starting with me first.
So now it's going backwards.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so you'll be second.
Just don't pick my game.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Okay. So this one is, I also have like a picture like that goes okay. in my head okay. when you hear this and I'll describe it
sure.
to you afterwards. So this is Kingdom Hearts.
Okay.
Hey!
Dearly Beloved.
Kingdom Hearts which?
Two.
Kingdom Hearts 2. Purely.
How did I not think of...
I thought of it, but I knew someone was going to pick it, so I didn't pick it.
I totally forgot about picking songs from Kingdom Hearts. That's my childhood right there.
I don't listen to weeb music, sorry.
Whatever, man. Just find it.
Wow.
Do you know the story on like how Kingdom Hearts actually happened?
No.
What's the story?
Wait, what's the story?
So the story is that Disney and Square Enix were sharing an office space. And basically, a person from Square Enix and a person from Disney was like, hey, what if we did a game together?
And that's how it started?
He ran into him in the elevator.
In the elevator.
Yeah, what?
A literal elevator pitch. Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, little elevator pitch. And that's how it came. Like, you know how people were like, why? That's why.
Okay.
All right. So, Dearly Beloved from Kingdom Hearts. Oh, does it have
remember
two?
That one.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a one as well?
Yeah, there is a one.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you have to have one and then have
three.
A
two.
Oh,
three.
Fascinating.
Well, there's also Chain of Memories.
No, I'm warming up. Was there a Dearly Beloved for both? I guess there was.
So many. Right,
so, Dearly Beloved 2. Mm-hmm. All right. That's a good choice.
So the reason why, too, is not only you have that sustaining thing, but like the plicks of the piano feel like it's the water coming out of like the tower.
Oh. Okay. I like that.
Like the drops coming out. And that's like the big picture that came into my brain.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so, when you put it that way, I can see
I can see it then. At first, my brain was thinking push
for
that part, and then dab for the piano.
Separately.
And I was like,
but when you put it together.
When you listen, put it together, it feels like it's coming out of something.
Yeah.
You're wringing the towel.
So ringing, oftentimes I thought of like horror games. And as soon as you mentioned Kingdom Hearts, oh, that's right, romantic.
Yeah.
Romantic music can also be very ringing. Mm-hmm. So. Yes.
I guess I was trying, maybe it was just my brain trying to fit ring in there, even if maybe that's not my initial opinion. Mm-hmm. But I was thinking with the strings about how long it was, eventually it becomes a ring later. It's not a more immediate, obvious ring, if you think about it. Mm-hmm. But most of the time I did get the feeling of press.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It definitely has that sustain and like a strong feeling. So... Ring is a hard one.
The ring is a hard one.
Ring is a hard one.
So that I only have a little metaphoric on this one. Uh-huh. I'm not gonna.
But I think it worked out.
Metaphoric.
Like that metaphor.
Yeah.
When you said it like that, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
So that's why I said it had a story.
And actually, similar with mine, it's either press or ring. Put here. So we'll see how it goes.
So it is.
God of War, Ragnarok.
Okay. Ooh.
And in the album, it's the title "To Forgive or to Kill." By Bear McCreary. All of it is by Bear McCreary in the album, but yeah.
If I want, just as I'm loading this up, I swear. Have you guys seen the Rings of Power at all or no?
No,
I've seen a couple episodes.
Bear McCreary's soundtrack is probably the best part of that whole series.
I should be watching it because I watch the Lord of the Rings extended editions every like winter break, from beginning to end.
Oh my gosh!
Well, just a note: the show. It's beautiful, but the story is not that great. There's a lot of liberties.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's in my own interpretation. I'm not giving
a whole nother podcast.
Yeah. This is me filibustering as I'm loading this up, you know?
Mm.
Or waffling? I don't know. It's called what again? Or death?
To forgive or to kill.
Or to kill.
Yes.
Interesting.
I got a lot of tension and release, and that's where I felt the ring.
Yeah,
I agree.
Exactly.
Like, we were winding up to going, and there was, like, these, like, really interesting, like, left turns that happened. Like, especially when we started with the major, and then all of a sudden it got dissonant, and like, okay, I can see that making a twist kind of thing.
See, I love those little spots, though, where it was like, where if I was thinking of, like, wringing a towel, I was like, this is those little bits left before I release.
Yeah.
Trying to get every spot.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't thinking about that part. It was definitely in the bass first, like, how sustained it was and how it just kept that tension going with everything.
I think tension is a key word. I initially thought push. I felt push.
Yeah.
And funnily enough, the only piece I kept on thinking about for push for mine was a piece by Bear McCreary, but it was from a TV show.
Ah.
So Galactica. So I was like, I couldn't use that. But like, he has a good next time. Maybe, maybe. But, yeah, I felt more push, but I can definitely, especially when you start talking about like chordal stuff. I did not think at all about chordal. I thought all texture. That's a good. Yeah. That's a good piece to think about. I'm curious if the kiddos will also pick that up.
It's becoming more and more evident. Like when we are seeing like certain things speak to our ears differently.
Yeah.
And like what pops out and like the imagery that goes behind it and what goes through for each and every single one of us is, it's interesting.
Interesting. Yes.
Very.
Okay. Jasmine, how about
you? Right. Mine is from Wuthering Waves. It's like
I know this one.
Oh. It's like a newer Genshin.
It's new though.
It's even more new.
You're just saying Genshin is a newer Breath of the Wild. That's what you're saying.
That's like how old you are now.
Ooh.
Don't you say anything, Jamie.
No, I'm not the one who said it. I'm not the one who burned you yet. But
No, you said to die or whatever. You looked at me interesting. You punched me.
It came
Weathering?
Out very recently.
Okay.
Weathering? I don't know that game.
But Wuthering Waves, and the song is called Qinshi Village. So Qinshi Village.
Is it by the same company?
It is not by the same company. Oh. But the mechanics are very similar, but I feel like they added things that made it more fun, in my opinion, than Genshin.
Is the multiplayer better?
They're working on it, actually.
Okay.
Aren't they always working on it?
I'm just saying, at least I can do quests with my friends instead of Genshin.
Aren't they always working on it, though?
Okay.
All right. Let's go.
Tell me I'm lying.
It's a shorter burst of ring, I feel like.
I agree.
For me, I was looking at the tension, like the building of each one.
It's very dynamic.
As it goes, like, the dissonance also increases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the more dissonant it gets, I think that's like the tension of the ring increasing. But
I felt it really in the dynamics of it coming in and then fading out.
Yeah.
Like I could feel myself tensing and then release.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm recontextualizing ringing with this conversation right now.
Because you kept thinking horror.
Well, not just horror. Well, that was what helped me latch on. Mm. But when I think ring, I think of multiple directions.
Yeah.
And this is very linear. Yeah, but it's tension. Tension is the key thing. I'm recontextualizing. I mean, it's up to the movement teachers to say if they agree or not. But like, that's a really cool way for me to. Okay.
Yeah, because whenever I think of something ringing, like whenever you're twisting something, there has to be some point of release.
Right,
there
right.
has to be an ending to it. So then, when I thought of this, I was like, you can hear. Okay, I let go, and then I start again.
That's true.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My selection comes from Ori and the Will of the Wisps.
Oh, yeah. You recommended that game to me.
So it's a 2D platformer. Actually, I forgot. I was going to ask y'all, what's your favorite? What's a game that has a great soundtrack?
Ooh.
This would be one of them. for me. Mm. Maybe I'll ask this to you later on to think about it.
Yeah, but, I kind of melt on that.
This one is my
mine is very basic.
I got a very controversial opinion just for fun.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So this piece is actually my partner. We love to travel. And I always like to record different parts of my travel. And whenever there's a big waterfall or a geyser shooting up, I always use this piece. My partner's like, oh, my gosh. I'm tired of hearing this song. So this one is called A Shine Upon Ink Water Marsh. And now the thing is, it really happens in the end. So I'm going to actually drop the needle near the end. But the rest of it's kind of like more of a buildup.
Okay.
Now that we got to the actual time.
Yeah. Yes, I heard it.
Okay.
Kind of similar to yours, where there is that tension in that release. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A lot.
Like you can feel it release. Yeah. And I think that was like the big point, for me at least, for Ring, is like you feel that release.
Mm-hmm. So to go down the list of Ring, Jasmine, you might hit this up.
Yep. So.
And if you say Genesis. The name, time, yes.
Kingdom Hearts 2, Dearly Beloved. Jamie, God of War. Ragnarok, yes. To Forgive or to Kill. Me, Wuthering Waves, Jinji Village. And John, Ori and the Will of Wisps, A Shine Upon Inkwater March.
Man, this is just all agreeable right now.
Right now, no blocking.
Commentary, but never like a full, like, no, that was trash.
Yeah. Yeah, no dunking.
No dunking.
No dunking so far. So like, far. We can see where it goes. Like,
yeah.
I mean, we're only on two LeBron movements. There's still six more.
Is this going to be a three-parter?
Maybe.
This might be a three-parter. We're already 50 minutes in.
We are? Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So who knows? We'll see. All right,
out. Cool.
So the next one we are doing is, oh, great, name of wheel.
And Jamie starts this time?
No, I'll start.
Oh, this way.
Yeah, sneaking.
Okay. It's not fair.
So Jasmine's going to start this one, right?
I'll start.
Your favorite.
No! No! This is rigged. This is so freaking rigged.
And we're going to pick up all the games before it gets to you.
So the thing is, I can only think of one piece for this one. And I was like, oh, man, everyone's going to choose this piece. This one is...
Don't say it. Don't say it.
Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Oh,
sorry. Wicked Angel Rebirth.
Man. Well, we could still choose from a different game.
I know, but that was the one where I wanted to be the one that said it. I wanted to say it.
I'm so glad that I picked some random game.
Oh, you have to edit that out so hard.
Oh my gosh. You're so mad right now.
I'm so salty.
All I see is Genesis's rage.
Feel the slash. It's not even the big part yet.
Well, I'm cooked.
This is why...
Honestly, a lot of Final Fantasy has slashes. Like, Nobuo Uematsu has a lot of slash in this.
Yeah.
But this is like...
It's like, how? What else? Really?
Well, I had one more.
Oh, I have one. I have other
hopefully, stuff. Hopefully you all have another one.
Seriously, like...
This is why I purposely did not choose from Final Fantasy VII.
But, like, think about it.
I didn't choose from Final
what
Fantasy.
When you thought slash for video game music, did anything, like... That was the first thing that came to mind, right?
The second one was from 16. So. I want to trade. I mean, we haven't established trades, but
no, no, we can't.
Oh wow!
So, no, I refuse to do that.
Okay, you already, you know,
I'm gonna die on this hill. So, oh man,
thoughts.
Yeah, it's perfect. Like
I think it works out. Yeah,
I can't argue.
Feel free to dunk on it. If you want to dunk on it, you can dunk on it. So you're dunking on Genesis, really. So I'm fine with that.
Well, I'm just I feel like it's very clear that it's slashing. And I'm with the character that it's describing.
I kind of want to play the 16 one, though. Just because. I'll put it on.
We don't have time. We have to get to the rest of
us. Can we edit it that you do the 16 and then I...
I like the viscerality of it. No.
Wow.
Well, the bonus session. I don't know. All right.
Poor Gino.
Poor Gino.
Oh, and I'm last, too. This is not...
I also think this doesn't work... The snaking work doesn't work as well with only four people. So maybe after...
Oh, I was thinking that since it was going back that direction, it was going to start with Jasmine and then go around to you being last.
So do you want to have it, Genesis?
Well, I'm pretty sure now that Jasmine...
Were you going to use that one? Was that yours?
No.
Was not yours?
No.
It was not mine.
Oh, so it was the two of us. Okay. Yeah.
We purposely chose, other things.
I purposely chose really
figured.
This one
I
was
chose
like
Nancy Drew for this reason.
Like this particularly piece.
There is a slash piece for Nancy Drew?
No way.
I just because we and label it as slash
can
does
we
not
just segue to just hearing this then.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I don't care what the other one was.
Slash punch Nancy Drew.
Wait. Do you want to trade these? We can trade these. We'll get to you and you decide, okay?
Okay.
Let's go through Jasmine, James, and Satan.
I want to, but I also am like, this is a game. I have to play by the rules.
But also, we had the whole, as we mentioned earlier, the thing that really made me think is like the whole snaking thing doesn't work as well because then it really just, it's very pro me and you.
That's true.
Yeah, it does have you two go first.
So. How about we do the rebound snake? So
Jasmine.
And then you'll decide if you want to use it or not. Okay.
Okay.
My next one is from Nier Automata.
Nice.
I love this whole series.
I love this.
And it's music.
I heard good things.
And
I
chose
had time
Dark
to play it.
Colossus.
Isn't that always the case, Jamie?
Yeah, especially nowadays, I have a different hobby.
So the beginning, the bass line shows the slashing and then it goes into the vocals. And if you really listen to the French horn in the background, you can follow that too. But
because it's written in the score where French horns need to grab their horns and slash, right?
I wish.
Grab their... just slash the clarinets in front of them, right?
Yes.
Honestly.
That's how this works. It's the hierarchy of the largest instrument.
This makes me overthink. I feel like I was overthinking about my choices for slash and punch because... In the beginning, it definitely sounded like slashes, but then later on, it sounded more like punches to me. Mm. But it could be interpreted as slash now that I'm with all y'all.
All y'all.
Yeah.
For me, with that one, when I think of a slash versus a punch, I didn't feel with the vocals that there was the weight. Mm-hmm. I didn't feel like a oomph, okay, I need, or a heaviness to what they were singing, because they're kind of tossing it out there.
Okay, because.
So that's why I thought of it more like a slash.
Yeah. I guess with all the drumming, it made me feel like.
That's true.
Drumming usually feels and sounds more like punching to me. And in this case, it was more like quick punches.
Right.
Sometimes.
More like heavy dabs.
Well, yeah. Keep that in mind.
Yeah.
When my punch comes on.
I guess that's what I was feeling when I was listening to a lot of the music, searching for a slash. I was like, no, that's more punches. No, that's just more punches. Yeah. Oh, man, that's more punches.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess with my choice, I chose Persona 5.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm interested to see
slash.
What you pick.
I had more flicks.
Yeah, because that's where I was coming from. I was going to use that soundtrack. I was going to use 5 and 3.
Okay.
And all the time, I was thinking that.
Flicks. But it depends on what piece it is, really.
Yes, so. I'm interested to see what you chose.
Which piece you choose?
Yeah. I knew y'all would pick Persona.
Get away
I had
and
to avoid
arrest.
It.
Yep.
I see the slashes for sure. My thing is, this is like Joker's character is so like light on his feet.
Yeah.
I'm automatically thinking flick because everything's light. Mm. And there are slashes for sure.
That was too heavy to be a flick.
Oh, I say those bum bum.
Yeah,
definitely
that
slashes, but the dabs. Yeah. I was like, I'm flicking. And then back to slashes.
Interesting. More like dabs.
I find they're like. There is this liminal space between what is powerful and what is light. And I find it's because it's very small but powerful, I kind of consider that flick personally. But
really?
I do. Yeah, a lot of the music in this soundtrack is flick for me.
I mean, majority. Yeah, it was like, a lot of it is flick for sure. Well,
this is where you're wrong, John.
But I think
the element. You're actually on my side.
Yeah, I'm actually going to defend Jamie here.
Okay, come on.
I will say though that there's a lot of slash, but it's sparse.
Well, it's it was there right in the beginning.
I agree.
And then not so much like a third of the way, but halfway through, it was like,
it comes back.
More predictable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it depends on which part of the piece you're listening to.
Yeah.
Because in the beginning it was sparse but also kind of not as predictable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in the middle it was definitely predictable. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to stick with flick just for me. Again, mm-mm. It's up to everyone else to decide. It's just really like I think of like a bow.
Yeah, because it was strings.
Exactly. Yeah. But I think like it's not a long bow pull. It is bum. It's still a short but powerful. And so that's what's weird liminal space where I don't, like, for me, it feels like flick, but I can totally see where you're coming from, slash. That's all.
He's wrong.
I mean,
I'm getting stuck.
It's three against one. I can't help you.
I see where John is coming from, though.
No, don't save him.
Someone saw it.
Let him.
I was going to say, though.
His grave.
The parts where Jamie is describing them as slashes, I see slashes.
Yeah.
But everything else, I see a flick. And I felt more like a majority was a flick.
That's
but
fine.
I did recognize the slash traits and parts within the piece.
Mm. I guess that's the other question is, are we looking for pieces that are majority of a movement, or are we looking for pieces that very clearly here you can hear one or two of those movements?
So the idea was that whatever, like, if someone was to use these pieces, they would use in their classroom.
Mm-hmm.
So however they want to focus on, like, it will have slashes, or do they want to just focus on slashes? Because a lot of the pieces that my moving teacher, Joshua Block, used were majority of X. And
ooh,
so
that's where that came from.
So that's my paradigm kind of thing. Okay. So it might be different. Again, it depends on who votes and how they want to use it in their classroom, essentially.
Because now that we're putting it that way, I feel like this piece in particular, you could focus on both.
You could.
I agree.
You could
have a group focus on slashes and a group focus on dabs. Okay. I mean, flicks. Yeah.
Well, also
flicks.
Dabs.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Work too.
But yeah, so
Janice is just salty.
I'm so salty.
Oh man.
The trade?
You're still salty.
No, I'm
the trade.
No, I'm fine. I'll pivot.
I'm just so happy about my choice with slash.
Jamie, same here.
Did you bring any like in your pack? Did you bring any band-aids or any like, you know, tissue for Genesis?
Aww. This is his house. He should have some.
I'm going to ask him if he has his own aid. So, Genesis, what are you going to use?
All right. So, I'm going to pivot. I'm gonna go still in the house of Final Fantasy because I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to one of my favorite games, Final Fantasy X.
No!
The battle theme.
No!
Interesting because Final Fantasy X is not, most of it's not by Nobuo.
No, it's not.
Is this piece by him? Do you know?
I don't know. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I was going to use this for a different...
It is. This one is by him.
Okay, this one's by him. Yeah. Okay.
I was going to use Final Fantasy X later. Oof.
All right.
Get wrecked, Jamie.
Mm, now I'm sad.
All right.
I really like this one.
We're going to use that to...
Yep.
Thank you.
one of the game characters. Yeah. Just waiting for my turn. Turn-based action.
I think this is the first game that we've chosen, with the exception of Shadow Colossus, that is of classic generation.
Classic?
What?
Yeah, people consider anything that's three generations earlier is considered classic. So PS2.
Really?
Era, yeah. Oh, I haven't heard of that.
Yeah,
I guess I'm not as much of a nerd.
So yeah, this is with the exception of Shadow Colossus, but that, yeah. So it's interesting because of that, I'm just curious. I see the slashes.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have the same kind of slash impact as something that would be like full orchestral.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. It's definitely different, right? The composition from this, right, is not like what you would normally probably sit through at like Comic-Con, right? Mm-hmm. This is definitely like, it's there, it's composed in using multiple facets. And I just like, originally, mm-hmm. I put this one in my list as /punch. Because there's those elements, like it's heavy, like
yeah.
It's quick. It's like mm-hmm. it's like a quick slash or like it's a quick. Jab,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not necessarily,
just like in the game.
Yeah. It's not necessarily like it's in your face about it.
Yeah.
And so that's for me where it towed the line of like subtlety, and so that's why I was debating: do I give it to you? Do I go for this? And I was like, okay, fine, I'll do
Man.
This.
I think we'll probably place like maybe on the Patreon. I don't know, like the ones we didn't choose.
Okay,
yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah,
that'd be fun. All right,
ooh, a Jasmine. Fun guessing game at the ooh. End. We're like, okay, here's the song I choose. What do you think I chose it for?
Ah,
ooh, that'd be fun.
Oh,
yeah.
Jasmine, can you please go down the list again?
Yep. For we started slash. With John
for slash
slash John Final Fantasy VII Remake One Winged Angel. Me Nier Automata Dark Colossus. Jamie. Persona 5, Getaway and Arrest. Genesis, Final Fantasy X, Battle Theme.
Very cool. I think we're actually going to pause this right here because this is a lot of good stuff. So we'll hear the next part in the next episode. But before we go on, because we do still want to do our song of the week. But before all that, a break.
I want to take a quick break and thank my husband, Brian, who's been working behind the scenes producing these episodes every week on all of the platforms and on time. But you need to know that he is first a financial planner for Mission Trails Financial. Mission Trails Financial is a partner that seeks to guide clients in the journey to financial success. They believe that people need a financial advisor that aims to provide strategies for success. Mission Trails Financial helps people navigate investments, tax planning, and insurance. Imagine working with an advisor who isn't tied to specific brands. Mission Trails Financial has a fiduciary responsibility to act in the best interests of their clients by providing independent, objective advice. Their mission is to help clients accomplish their financial goals. As Joe Vitale once said, a goal should scare you a little and excite you a lot. Do yourself a favor and set up a time to chat with Mission Trails Financial. Visit www.missiontrailsfinancial.com or call 619-419-0238 to schedule a call. You'll be glad you did. We believe that leaning on professionals is how we get ahead. Check out the program notes for more information.
Welcome back. Before we go to our song of the week, thank you all for so much. Hard left turn. Thank you all so much for being a part of this journey, whether it's been episode 0 with Lauren Shelton or episode 100, whatever this is, with us. But to ensure that these lights and mics still keep on running, it would be great if you could, support us. If you could drop a buck towards our way, we have our Patreon, patreon.com/chclassroom. Appreciate one of us is here is one of our patrons. Thank you so much, Jamie.
Yay.
And over there we have, you can obtain merch depending on what kind of level you're at. Also, we have some lesson ideas on there as well. But if you can't drop a buck, that's okay. This is meant to be free. But there's other ways you can support us by either leaving us a like on YouTube or leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. Right now, we're still waiting for someone to beat Bea Arbra. Bea Arbra's been in there for a year. Help her out. Add more stuff. And you can also go on Spotify. You can like it there. You can do all the stuff. And if you want to, if you have an idea as far as what other kind of fantasy draft approaches you would like to, we should have, feel free to email us at chaoticharmonyclassroom@gmail.com. That all said, we're going to actually put a pause in Spiccato and.
Round of the week.
So this is actually a Korean folk song. Mm-hmm. in the translation is called Bluebird, and in Korean, it's called Seya Seya.
Seya Seya.
Yeah. I actually have the lyrics in that you can read it. It's called Romanization, right?
That's correct. Yes. Yeah. That's correct.
So, actually, I want to sing the tune for you first. And then the tune repeats itself with different verses. And in this song...
Should we do line by line? Echo you?
I was actually thinking maybe we could learn the tune through Lou's first.
Yeah.
And then we can attach the lyrics to it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Maybe that might be an easy way. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Whatever is easiest for you when you teach your students. Ready? Here we go. Stay. Oh, wait. Sorry. Here we go. All right. Everybody ready to join me this time on Lou's? Ready? Here we go. Lou, 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 Lou. Yeah, there we go. And the lyrics, I don't know what's the best way to show everybody. If you're on YouTube and you're watching this, like, I just have it on my iPad right here.
And if you're on, like, you know, Spotify, stop the car. Pull over. Put up YouTube. I'm sure the cop who stops you is like, what's going on? Just like, I'm watching Chaotic Harmony. He's like, yeah, it is.
If I had come prepared, I would have, like, printed it out for you. Yeah, but, this is actually what I show my students when I teach this song. I show them just the slide, and I tell them, what do you notice? What do you think the song is about? Because I usually sing it to them in Korean, and then some of them recognize the South Korean flag. And then we actually do some movement with this with our hands and pretend to be birds. And I say, what color? So what else do you see? And so basically the song goes, Seya, Seya, 파랑 Seya, 녹두밭에 앉지 마라. And then we go over what the lyrics mean. Seya is bird. So we're singing bird, bird. Parang is blue, so we say bluebird. Bird, bird, blue, bird. Noktubate is actually, noktu is a type of mung beans. Mm. So these are the flowers that grow into mung beans in this picture. And bate basically means like the fields or the crops. And that's why I lined it up in this picture. And anjimara, literally it means don't sit here, but it's basically the farmers singing to the birds, telling them, bird, bird, blue bird, in my mung bean fields, please do not sit or do not eat here. They're telling the bluebirds not to eat their crops. Mm-hmm. And there's actually a deeper meaning behind that, but if we have time, maybe I can explain. All right, everybody ready?
Yeah, let's do it. Line by line?
Yeah, let's do it line by line. Be my echo. Seya, Seya.
Seya, Seya.
파랑 Seya.
파랑 Seya.
녹두밭에.
녹두밭에.
앉지 마라.
앉지 마라.
And then we'll go two lines at a time this time. Seya, Seya. 파랑 Seya.
Seya, Seya, 파랑 Seya.
녹두밭에 앉지 마라.
녹두밭에 앉지 마라.
There we go. And this time, let's sing all of it together so that I can support your singing with the pronunciation. Ready? Here we go.
Seya, Seya, 파랑 Seya. 녹두밭에 앉지 마라.
There we go.
Oh.
There are more verses to it, but this is what I usually teach my first through third graders.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Jamie. And Jamie, if people wish to ask you for more resources or just chat with you, how can they communicate with you?
I do have an Instagram, J-M-E-J-U-N-E.
Awesome. And Genesis, how about you? If people want to communicate with you and tell you how bad your choices were.
Oh, no. If they want to help support and build an army against what Jonathan has put up against me, you can find me on Instagram at Mr. Santos Music Teacher. And if you also want to email at me as well, it's also Mr. Santos Music Teacher at Gmail.
Very cool. Jasmine?
Mine is Jasmine Rice Flower.
Jasmine Rice Flower.
Flower like the cooking, not the blooming one.
Oh, you are. Cool. And I am at Mr. Seligman, MrSeligman on all the socials. You can also follow us at CH Classroom. My apologies. As I mentioned earlier, feel free to email us at chaotic harmony at classroom@gmail.com. Wow, it's been a day. Thank you so much, y'all. And get ready for part 2 of 3 on whenever this next episode is released. Bye.
Later.
The Chaotic Harmony Podcast is a joint project between Crystal Pridmore and Jonathan Seligman. You can find us online at chaoticharmonyclassroom.com. You can email us at chaoticharmonyclassroom@gmail.com and let us know what you think. Give us feedback about what you would like to hear in future episodes. We're on all the socials. Find us on facebook.com/chaoticharmonyclassroom. You can find us on Twitter at chclassroom, Instagram at chaoticharmonyclassroom, and you can even find our episodes on YouTube. Chaotic Harmony is the name of our channel. Special thanks to Brian Pridmore for his help with production and equipment. www.pridmoria.com.